Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at
WGN. 7:39, we like to give you extremely local news, we call it, as well as all the other news. And from Block Club Chicago, here's Seamus Toomey. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. And I really think that this is a story worth mentioning because you can't have enough classic Jewish delis. And even during the pandemic, this place is expanding, aren't they?
Exactly. We bring you deli news this morning. This is Steingold's of Chicago. It's been in the North Center neighborhood on Irving Park Road since 2017, but it's doing well to the point where they need more space. So the owner, Aaron Steingold, tells us they're in the process of building out a brand new spot at 3737 North Southport, which is easy to remember because it's two doors away from the Music Box Theater right there in the Southport corridor.
And let's see. So they have been in the neighborhood for a while, right?
Yeah, they've been. They say it's about a 20-minute walk, so it's just the neighborhood next door. But they basically said it just wasn't the current site wasn't suited for the way the business is now. They needed a little bit more kitchen space, so that they're now building it out to three times actually as big as the kitchen spot. It's going to have a little bit more focus on takeout and delivery as well, obviously, to adjust to the times. But I think the real plum of moving this location is once we do get through this, once the Music Box reopens, they're going to have a lot of nightlife on that little stretch there if people are familiar mm-hmm. with it. They're going to expand it to a dinner menu as well to cater to the folks in the neighborhood there as well as the folks going to the Music Box. So all their old favorites will be on the menu. They're not going to be shut down. It's going to be, they're hoping for the second week of February to actually move into the new spot. So it's exciting, and we're always happy to see places that have found a way to thrive and even grow despite doing all this carry out and delivery only.
Can't wait to head up there for a movie and a matzo ball. And this is a story that is really nice. Once again, you've got folks rallying to help somebody in need. Tell us about this.
Right. It's a story that starts poorly, but you're right. It's got a happy ending. At least it's headed there. There was a collection of donated school supplies, medical supplies, and lots of brand new shoes that were rounded up for just for folks all over around Chicago that could need them. Some of it was intended for homeless people as well. They were being stored at a closed school in the Bronzeville neighborhood, and they're in the process of moving them to a warehouse to get ready for the distribution. And someone or some people broke into the closed elementary school and made off with most of the stuff, including about $40,000 worth of these donated brand new shoes. So it's a real shame. The group's name was Save Money, Save Life, and they put the word out, and one of their big supporters, Chicago rapper Vic Mensa, who's always in the news doing good things for the city, he stepped up. He's organized a fundraiser. It's online right now, and they're trying to get $10,000 to really get back a lot of these supplies. Among the missing items were 300 kids' coats, as well as other hats and scarves and gloves. So Vic Mensa started this. It's on a fundraising campaign platform called Flip Cause. There's a link to it at blockclubchicago.org. But he's trying to get $10,000, and I just checked before we went on, and he's at about $8,000. So people are really coming together to right a wrong here and restock this warehouse so they can do the distribution like they planned.
That's great. BlockClubChicago.org for more on that. And finally, we have an interesting Chicago history story about Edgewater Hospital. Talk about this, Seamus.
Right. You know, I drive by the old Edgewater Hospital a lot, and I, too, have wondered, you know, what the heck is going on there? It was once a really fancy, if it can be a fancy hospital, this was it. This is in the Edgewater neighborhood right there on Ashland Avenue. It opened in the 20s. It was had a beautiful solarium. They said Frank Sinatra used to hang out there back in the Edgewater hotel days as well, but it's really had gone into disrepair after its original founder had died. It got to the point where there was some huge medical fraud going on there as well in the late 90s. Some of the owners of the place ended up going to jail. They were doing unnecessary experiments on people experiencing homelessness. So it was really, it turned into a house of horrors. It closed down, and then It went into such strange disrepair. People used to sneak in there and take pictures, and we've got some of those on our site as well. And true house of horrors. But a local couple, like me, was wondering, you know, about the history of this place. So they launched a podcast just on Sunday, and it's going to be they're going to have about 7 different episodes coming out. I'm sorry, 11 episodes coming out every Sunday. If you just Google "If the Walls Could Talk," you'll be able to find it. There's also links to it on our site. But it's really a fascinating look at just how a sort of a staple of the community could go downhill so fast. Some of it's still standing there. They've knocked down a lot of it, but it's still a work in progress. They're turning some of the old buildings into condos. And this couple, Todd Gans and Stephanie Young, are really just trying to document the history of a place that once was so important to the community, and then it became such a horrific eyesore that they're trying to just make sure that its history is documented before it's knocked down for good.
Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.